601-361-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord and all of his hosts. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you all once again for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your Real Love Station, KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, 98.9 FM Monroe. I'm your host, Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And together we bring to you the Moments of Inspiration radio broadcast ministry, which can be heard here. Listen, we are thankful and appreciative to all of you that have been with us. Amen. Down through the years with Moments of Inspiration, we thank and praise God for you,
yes,
and you.
Yes.
To all of our friends around Jonesville, all up around Natchez, Mississippi, all up around Vidalia, Faraday, all up around Alexandria. That's right. Friends in Alexandria, friends up in Columbia, friends up in LeCount. We thank and praise God for you, and you. Those of you that call us and tell us how much the broadcast is a blessing to you. To our Facebook family and friends, we thank and praise God for you equally as well. That's right. To our family and friends on Facebook, we thank and praise God for you. And if Bishop Townsend or Minister Mildred can ever be of service to you, let us know. If you're ever in the Natchez area, we'd certainly like to invite you to come be our guest at the One Way Apostolic Deliverance Temple, 111 Cloverdale Road, right in Natchez, Mississippi, where all denominations are welcome. All seats are free. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock a.m., and we have a Spirit-filled service every Sunday.
Amen.
We have a Spirit-filled service every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., and because we are in the lateness of the hour, we are sharing the truth and sincerity of God's Word with God's people to be able to furnish them, to be a man furnished, because the Word of God tells us this, Minister Mildred, the Lord is coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. And we know that an excuse ain't nothing but a made-up lie. So on that note, we're going to ask you to share a scripture with us, and we're going to go before the throne of grace, amen, in prayer, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank and praise God. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 15:1 say, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in the holy hill? Heavenly Father, once again, we come to you thanking and praising you, Lord, for this beautiful, beautiful day, a day that you alone has made. And Lord, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We want to thank you, hallelujah, hallelujah, that you allowed us to be here one more time. Lord, we're grateful. We're grateful because we know that you didn't have to do it, but you did. Lord, many others is not here to even to voice their opinion or anything, God, because they are going on. But God, you left us here, and we are so grateful and thankful. We ask you to be with the bereaved family throughout this land, everywhere, God, all over. Lord, in the lateness of an hour, we hear so much are going on, even in the media. The young lady that was killed by the over there in Washington this past couple days, we're asking you to be with her family, Lord. Be with her family, God, during this crisis time. We ask you to just have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon your people, God. The condition of our world is just so, God, we need you. We need you, we need you, we need you. Lord, they're talking about the shutdown in Washington, but thank God that it's not a shutdown in heaven. God, that we can call on you, hallelujah, any time of the day.
Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Thank you today.
Thank
we
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. that there's never a shutdown with you.
Yes,
Lord God, your children would never
Hallelujah.
Go without, because we know you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you promised, your
yes.
word promised, God, that you'd never leave us.
Never.
That you'd never forsaken us.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you for that.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless
Glory
your
to your name, God. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
we thank you,
you.
We praise you.
Yes,
in this
Lord.
Day, amen, amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, truly we count it a privilege as well as an honor to come into your homes, your places of confinement, wherever you might be under the sound of our voice, and to let you know that Jesus is Lord, and he rules, he reigns, and he is coming back
yes,
again.
He is.
As the word of God says, he is indeed coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. Today we'd like to share with God's people, because of the urgency of what is taking place around us, the signs of the times are imminent.
Oh,
they are
yes.
showing each and every day. And the word of God clearly tells us, if the good man of the house knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not suffer his house to be broken up. Yes, many of our spiritual homes are being broken up. Many of our natural homes are being broken up, and they are being destroyed. And yes, because iniquity is abounding, the love of many is waxing cold.
Oh,
brothers
yes.
and sisters, what I'd like to share with you, there is a dire need for you to keep the faith of God. Did you hear what I said?
All right.
There is a dire need for you to keep the faith of God, because even after the children of Israel were delivered out of bondage,
make it plain,
after they were delivered from up under the wicked taskmasters of Pharaoh in Egypt, because of the hardness of their heart and their disbelief, it caused them to go back into bondage.
Yes.
But can I tell you something? Jesus doesn't have to do anything. But being that he is a gentleman, he is not going to twist our arms. He is not going to make us do anything. Amen. He's not going to force you to do it. But I will tell you this, that everything that he put inside of the word of God is enough to sustain of if we will quit making the excuses for our inadequacies and stand wholeheartedly on the word of God. As I said before, when it comes to growing a person's pocketbook up, we'll go full force at growing a person's pocketbook up. But when it comes to living the pure, unadulterated word of God that is able to change us and to bring transformation in our life, we will make all type of excuses.
You
better say that. There are preachers, there are pastors, there are leaders that are making excuses for their inadequacies. There are those that are still addicted to worldly things and lifestyles of the world that is causing the sheep to stumble at their lifestyle.
Jesus.
Did you hear what I said, Minister Mildred?
There I know
are
it, sir.
Leaders out there that
yes,
are making
Lord.
Excuses for the life that they live. Now, not only a leader, but can I share something with you? It doesn't matter who you are. We are without excuse. And as long as we make excuse, yes, we've got people letting folk know that, you know what, I'm so glad it don't matter what I do. I'm so glad that, you know what, I'm saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. And you know what, I didn't save myself. That is true. The blood that was applied to the doorpost, watch this, and stay with me on this, people of God. The blood that was applied to the doorpost, even on the children of Israel, stay with me now. Don't get all bent out of shape. But the same blood that was applied to their doorpost that caused the death angel once to bypass them was not enough to sustain them while they were in the Egypt because of their disbelief and disobedience. Because that same death angel that passed them the first time, it didn't get them in the wash. But it got them in the rinse. And because of their disbelief and hard-heartedness, many of them perished in the wilderness. We've got a lot of saints that have gone back into the wilderness in their minds. Minister Mildred, we've got a lot of them that have gone back to things that God originally brought them out of. Many of them have gone back to whoremongering, adulterating, lying, cheating, and stealing. Many of them have even began to start doing things that God delivered them from years and years ago. See, when we came to salvation, we came to the Lord.
Yes.
We asked the Lord to take us out of the world. Because the word of God says this, Minister Mildred, love not the what?
Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. He said, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
So when I was in the world, I stood on the corner, I drank.
Yes.
Amen. I drank liquor, I drank wine, I drank beer, I drank all of those things when I was in the world. I smoked weed, I snorted cocaine. Amen. I stood there, I went to the juke joints, I listened, amen, to the seductive music, I listened to the perverted music, I listened to cheating in the next room, and all of these things that were in the world. But when I asked God to save me and deliver me, he took me out of those things. And when he took me out of those things, Minister Mildred, he did not take me out for me to go back into those things. I was involved in pornography and perversion and all type of perverted acts and things. But God did not take me out of that only for me to make it a part of my life again. And so, brothers and sisters, we are saying that we must earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Minister Mildred, if you'll go with me and help me out, I need your help with this, because we want to let God's people know that there is a prerequisite for pleasing God. And it goes down to this. Are you seeking to please Bishop Townsend, or are you seeking to please God? Because we've got so many men pleasers out there today. We got so many pastor pleasers out there today until it is totally a shame.
Amen, Bishop. As you was talking, you know, we have to fight and contend. We got to do battle, you know, because there's a many false prophets and then false teachers in this end time. And if we don't know the word of God, we will be, you know, in for a fall. And that's the whole thing, because they're going to settle. It's going to sound good to you, because the flesh wants these things. Like you were saying, you God delivered you from the drinking. Why won't you want to go back to that? God delivered you from the parting. Why do you want to go back to these things? You know, and the enemy, but the word of God let us know that these things going to happen in the last day. Because the people that once stood for holiness, once stood for righteousness, once stood for, you know, from the deliverance, now going back like a dog, go back to his vomit. The same things are happening today.
Well, it may sound as though that you're just talking off the top of your head, Minister Mildred. It may sound as though that, you know what, that you're just saying something just to be saying it. But brothers and sisters, let me share this with you. And this is no reproach against anybody. Amen. We're living in times where God's judgment is in the land.
Oh, yes.
Amen. God's judgment is in the land. And this is not throwing stones. This is not casting. But can I share something with you? Amen. We are not covered under the blood if we're living sinful lives.
You better believe it.
And I want to share that with you straight up off the top. No, if you are living a sinful life, you are not covered under the blood. Yes, God's grace and mercy is out there for a lot of people. That's right. That's right. Even Asaph said, when I looked at the prosperity of the wicked, I almost slipped. Mm. Why? Because it appeared as though that they were getting away with
exactly.
murder. But God's judgment is there.
It's there.
Huh? God's judgment is there.
And leading
so a lot
God's
of
people wrong. Amen.
Yeah, God's judgment is there. So we've got many leaders and pastors' wives and deacons and deaconesses and different auxiliaries in the church that are living unfruitful and ungodly lives. And these things, just because it appears as though that it's okay in God's eyesight, I assure you, my brothers and sisters, it is not. As we go to the Word of God, the book of Jude, Minister Mildred, the book of Jude, and starting at verse number 1, we're going to, because of the lateness of the hour, we're going to do some skipping. Jude chapter 1, and then we're going to go to 2 Peter, because we want to share with you the importance of staying focused as to what the Word of God says. Now, there are those that, can I share something with you? You see, if I'm in sin, I got to make an excuse for your sins, too. If I'm living a sinful life, I've got to tell you, well, you know what? I'm just as messed up as you are, and so we're all trying to make it. But you know what? Now, watch this. When I took on the role of a parent, when I took on the role of a father to my children, I was not just trying to be a friend to my children. Yeah, I let them know that I could, the attribute that I could play the role of a friend. Yes, I could. But the main primary MO for me was to be a father.
Come on.
And that was to be a nurturer and a guider. And my role as a father meant that when it came to it, I had to administer discipline.
Yes.
Can you say discipline, Minister Mildred?
Discipline.
Discipline.
Yes.
I had to administer discipline to those children.
Praise.
To let them know that the balance between mother and father is in good standing with God. Now, whereas sometime mother may let them get away with something, father wouldn't.
Yes.
And sometime when father would let them get away with something, mother wouldn't.
All right.
But my role, amen, as the priest of the house was to let them know that God has me in charge. Now, if you are a man or woman of God and God's got you in charge, now, how is it that, you know what, how can I raise my child if I'm still a child in mind myself?
That's right.
How can I lead my sons or my daughters into a prosperous way of life if I'm no better in mind than they are? And that's what we've got. We've got a lot of leaders that are up and they're trying to lead God's people. And what they're doing is they're making the excuses for the sinful lives that they're living and saying, but if we hang in there, God gonna get us all there. Well, look at Nathan I'm sorry, look at Dathan and Korah in the wilderness with Moses. And they said, you know what, we are leaders too. And you know what, we are tired of you telling us what you think God wants us to do. And so Moses had to make a decision and said, now who's on the Lord's side? Come over here.
Yes.
And that's what God is telling you today, brothers and sisters. Who is on the Lord's side? Because God is getting ready to bring more destruction than what we've ever seen before.
My Lord.
Not long we witnessed, amen, not even here in the state of Louisiana, where a prominent clergy was gunned down right in the sanctuary.
Yes, Lord.
Now, I'm not telling you this to pass judgment. I'm telling you this because God's judgment is in the land.
That's right, Bishop.
And you can overlook it if you want, but God's judgment is in the land. Now, whatever reason God allowed this to happen, you decide. But what happened to the covering of the blood? What happened to the covering? So, brothers and sisters, what we're trying to get you to see is that we got to contend for God's faith.
That's it, Bishop.
I don't care what Bishop Townsend tell you. Amen. I don't care if Bishop Townsend is making an excuse for you to stay in sin and say, well, you know what, Brother Snodgrass, we're going to get there. Amen. But how many times did Jesus tell folk, go and sin no more, less or worse a thing? See, when you keep on following the lies, the tricks, and the deception of the enemy, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. My message of preaching is not designed to make you come back and say, Bishop Townsend, oh, I enjoyed your message. No, I want the conviction of God's Holy Ghost to come on your heart and cut you enough to say that when he preaches again, I won't be found in that place anymore. I won't be found in that adulterous relationship.
Yes.
I won't be found in that fornicative relationship.
Amen. Bishop, what you're saying is a real man of God, a real woman of God, want to see people in heaven. They want to see people not, you know, letting the enemy trick them. That's the whole thing. A real man, a woman of God, are concerned about souls. And when we see, or the real woman or man of God, see them, you know, living beneath their privilege, that the enemy can take them and do harm to them, and last but least, steal their soul.
Now watch this. Here's the bad part about it that you don't understand is as mere sheep and lambs of God. When you got people that are living worldly lifestyles, watch this. When you got people that are living contradictive to the word, will, and way of God, watch this. The impartation of the godly man is imparted into his student. Remember when Elijah got ready to be taken up into heaven, and the first thing that he said was, when he said, Elijah, he said, look, I'm getting ready to go, and God's going to take me from you. What do you want me to do for you before I go? Listen to this very carefully, brothers and sisters, because when you're up under a certain type of leadership, this is what's going to be imparted to you. If you're up under a leader that makes excuses for his lies of staying in sin, that's what's going to be imparted to you. Elisha said, I want a double portion of your spirit. And the first thing he said, well, you asked a hard thing. But nevertheless, if you're with me, when the Lord elevates me and takes me up, it will be given unto you. And so what happened is we've got people, and I like to ask the question, what type of spirit is being imparted unto you? Go ahead, Mr. Miller.
Amen. No, I was listening to the bad bishop. That's a great analogy, what you were saying, because if you don't, you know, you're going to just finish that, because I was just saying.
Well, I was going to say this, and then not only that, if that person that you got up preaching to you,
right,
and teaching you, or acting in a leadership type of position, and they are living a sinful lifestyle, now what happens when they lay hands on you? What happens now when they are, because they are living a worldly lifestyle, and they go to pray for you and lay hands on you, and they've got Marvin Gaye sexual healing all in their mind.
Help me, Bishop.
And then
man,
when they go to lay hands on you, the sexual healing manifestation and the vibration in which that they've listened to, or the drunken stupor from drinking the wine and the champagne, the beer, and all of the alcoholic beverages, when they lay hands on you, and we call those alcoholic beverages spirits anyway, they call them spirits. And so now God delivered me from the spirits, but now we're partaking back of the spirit. Minister Smith, watch this. We got a few minutes. I want to share this with God's people. Jude, the first chapter. Read that for me.
Number one, say, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ and the brother of James, to them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied.
Number three.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the coming salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you, and to exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints.
Now, I want you to understand this with all clarity and understanding, because faith can diminish when you get around the wrong people. I don't care what type of leader that we have.
Yes, Lord.
Faith can diminish. Bishop Thomas, why are you saying this? Because let me tell you something. We're getting ready to enter back into what's called the Jim Jones era.
Mm.
And the Jim Jones era says that they started out,
yes, Lord,
in a way that seemed pleasing in the sight of God. And later went on, they began to manipulate, to control, and divert the mentality of God's people. And they made them subservient to the preacher as opposed to the word of God.
Yes,
if
Lord.
You are not careful, there are men and women of God that will make you subservient to their ideas and opinions as opposed to the word of God.
Say it now.
Why? What happened in verse number 4, Minister?
Number 4 said, for there are certain men.
And that goes for men and women. There are certain men and women that have done what?
Crept in unawares.
How did they do it? They did it meticulously using the word of God, and they did it in such a way because of your ignorance concerning the word of God. But when God said through the mouth of the apostle, study to show yourself approved, but because you've been so accustomed to being spoon-fed,
yes,
the word of God, now they have crept in unaware, and what has happened?
Who were before of old ordained to this condemnation.
Now, they got an ordination, but it's not the type of ordination you think, even though it was a big, luxurious thing that was done in the church. But the true ordination in which that they got is one that God has ordained. And what does it say, Minister Mildred?
Ungodly men turning the grace of God into lasciviousness.
Ungodly men and women that have turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. You know what that means? It's all about the Benjamins now.
Oh,
it's
yes.
all about the cars. It's all about the prosperity.
Yes.
It ain't about looking for the coming of the Lord.
No.
Mm-mm. It's about me dying happy when I leave. It's about me having that dream house I've always wanted. It's about me having that car I always wanted and the bank account I've always wanted. And yet there's a dreadful disease destroying their body.
Yes.
And yet they don't know it. And they know it, so they say, well, I want to live this life before I leave so that I can have these things. But these are the ungodly folk that have crept into the church and are no longer concerned about your soul than an ant is concerned about a dog building him an anthill.
You better believe it. And denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Go over to verse number 10, Minister Mildred, because of the lateness of the hour, we've got to soon stop. Verse number 10 says what?
But these speak evil of those things which they know not.
Uh-huh.
But what they know naturally.
See, they're functioning more on the natural aspect of their godly walk than they are on the spiritual aspect of their godly walk. You see, one thing I've come to understand, that in the arena of a child of God, I have everything I need already.
Hallelujah.
In the Lord Jesus Christ. I have it already. And I want you to know that as a child of God, you have it too. But just like everything happens in seasons, you don't have to get quick and in a hurry to do things. That's the reason why a lot of time many of us are bound by the payday loan companies. We're bound by this because, you know what, Pastor told me that my chip is coming in, and we go out and get those cars, and you know what, we end up trying to prove that we're prosperous, and we end up owing more money trying to be like Pastor.
Blessing of the Lord.
Trying to be like Bishop. Trying to be like
Make
Apostle.
Make it rich and add no sorrow.
Uh-huh. And Amen. Now we've been led into a financial prison.
Say it.
But a real man of God is going to tell you that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich.
Yes.
And they don't add any sorrow.
No sorrows.
Number 10 says what? They are what, Minister Bidder? And then we're going to skip on down to verse
But these speak evil of those which they know not, but what they know naturally as brute beasts. In those things, they correct themselves.
We're talking about leaders. We're talking about preachers that have corrupted their own mind by the elements of the things of life, that have put more emphasis on those things, that have put more emphasis of the world as opposed to the things of God. Verse number 12 says what?
These are spots in your feasts of charity. When they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear, clouds they are without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withers without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots.
These are spots in your feast. That's what they become. Yes, that's right. That's right. They've made excuses for their inadequacies. And so what they do is that they have to get you in a mind of pleasure and luxury. But they have become feast. They have become feast because you know what? Now they feast on you.
Yes, Lord.
They feast on your unintelligence. They feast on your unsuspicion. Jim Jones feasted on the unsuspecting minds of those that he had the preeminence over. And little by little, he began to divert from the true calling of godliness, righteousness, and holiness and begin to make excuses. And you know what he started doing? He started drinking again.
Mm-hmm.
He started drinking the very stuff that God took him from. He started doing it again. And then you know what he began to do? He began to make the sheep feel as though that they were cursed by not listening to him. Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, I'm ministering to you because we're living in the final hours of God's coming. And if you don't listen to God's word, you are going to be subjected to those that are manipulating mass hypnosis, mind control, and all type of things that are happening right in the body of Christ today. Minister Mildred, verse number 14 says what?
And Enoch, also the seven from Adam, prophesies of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
Uh-huh, to do what?
To execute judgment.
Now, wait a minute. I'm covered by the blood, so I don't have to worry about him executing judgment on me. But I can live any kind of way? No. It doesn't work that way. Either I'm godly or I'm ungodly.
Yes.
And when God took me out of the bar.
Yes.
When God took me out of the nightclub.
Yes.
When God took me out of perversion. When he took me out of illicit sex, I think now that the enemy has made us think that since we're not out there in the world, we can bring the world in our home now. Long as I'm not. I know some parents, they're so corrupted, Minister Mildred, in their mind till they say, I don't want my child out there in the street having sex. So I let them have sex in the house. That way I know where they are.
Oh, my God.
I don't let them drink out in the street. I let them drink in the house and party because I know where they are. Well, can I tell you something? There is no right way to do wrong.
That's it, Bishop. I was just thinking, Lord.
And there's no wrong way to do right.
Yes, Lord.
When we have been delivered from something and we go back into it, then you know what we've done. The Bible says that we've opened ourselves up to more demonic spirits. Now, if you've got a shepherd that are doing these type of things, there's all type of demonic spirits on that shepherd.
Yes, it is.
Yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
Bishop Townsend, if you're out there drinking the stuff that God delivered you from, you open yourself back up to demonic spirits, Bishop Townsend.
Yes.
If you're out there snorting cocaine and doing drugs, and we got a lot of leaders out there that are supposed to be doing that. But the problem is, verse number 15 says, God is coming back to do what, Minister Miller? To execute what?
Judgment upon all.
Wait a minute.
To convince all.
That means the saint. That means the sinner.
Everybody.
That means those that know God and those that don't know God.
That's
and
right.
And then what else?
Amen. Everybody.
And to convince all of what?
And to convince all, again, all,
uh-huh,
that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds,
uh-huh,
which they have ungodly committed,
mm-hmm,
and of all their harsh speeches, which ungodly sinners have spoken against him.
Their ungodly speeches.
Yes.
See, they make a speech to cover up while they're living a life that is worldly again.
Yes, Lord.
Number 16 says what? And then we're going to skip over to 2 Peter real quick.
All right. These are murderers.
Murderers. You know what?
Murderers.
Murderers. Because you know what? When I get you to live a life and make you think that it's okay to be in the sin that you're in, I'm helping to murder you. Yeah, I'm murdering you. If I'm not telling you to come out of that sinful lifestyle, if I'm not telling you to come out of that adulterous relationship, if I'm not telling you to come out of that fornicative relationship, I'm helping to murder you.
Murmur.
For the sake of me, you know, we got murmurers.
Mm-hmm. Complainers.
And a murmur is a person that speaks against the word of God.
Complain and all that.
And then what does it say? They're walking after what?
Walking after their own lust.
Okay, so I want to drink some wine. I'm going to tell you it's okay to drink wine.
Their own lust.
I want to drink some beer, so I'm going to tell you it's okay to
their
drink
own
beer.
Lust.
That's my lust.
Come
so
on now.
So now I'm putting my lust on you. I'm going to tell you now, because I'm perverted, that whatever you do in your bedroom is between you and your husband, between you and your wife. No, I'm making you partakers of my lust so I can feel comfortable, so that when you do wrong, you can't tell me about my wrong.
Maybe when you go to hell, we can see each other. But it won't be that vision.
Well, you have your own section, and I'll have
right,
my own section.
Right,
so we still ain't going to see each other.
Well, that's it,
Minister Mildred, 2 Peter real quick, the second chapter.
God.
We ain't got but about 4 minutes, and we've got to get ready.
2 Peter.
2 Peter, the second chapter, starting at verse number 18 through 22. Read those for me, please.
Amen. For when they speak great swelling words.
So they get up on the church, and they begin to preach, and they speak in tongues.
Yes.
They holler by Shatta.
Yes. Pick them on the knee.
And they're full of Shatta. They're full of the Shatta. But the thing about it is, when they begin to speak great swelling words, and then what happened?
A vanity.
A vanity. Only speaking more about stuff than the delivering power of Jesus Christ.
The word of God.
And then what else?
They are lured through the lust of the flesh.
Okay, so they already know what your flesh is weak about.
Come on.
So if your flesh is already weak, they're just helping to keep your flesh weaker.
Nothing good in this flesh.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
They're keeping, I done told you, the impartation that the spirit of the leader is imparted to the congregation.
Yes.
And if you've got a fleshly leader, you're going to have fleshly congregation.
Amen.
If you've got a worldly leader, you're going to have worldly congregation.
Amen.
If you've got a holy, righteous leader,